What are some of the areas in which God is holding you to a higher standard? That's where this morning's promise will take us. James 3 verse 1 says, "Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly." This is a promise with a warning rather than a blessing. If you're a leader within the faith community, you're entrusted with a weighty responsibility, and that is to teach and guide others on their spiritual journeys. But with this privilege comes a sobering reality. You will be held to a higher standard of accountability. James 3 verse 1 reminds us of this truth, cautioning us against taking lightly the role of a teacher or a leader. Being an accountable leader means recognizing the impact of your words and actions on those you lead. Your words carry weight. They influence the beliefs and behaviors of those under your guidance. It's therefore crucial that we approach our leadership roles with humility, mindful of the tremendous responsibility that we bear. James's words serve as a gentle yet firm reminder to continuously evaluate our motives and intentions as leaders. Are we teaching with sincerity and integrity? Or are we driven by personal agendas or desires for recognition? Are we leading by example, demonstrating the values and principles we teach others? Moreover, accountability as leaders extends beyond our public roles. It encompasses our private lives and the consistency of our character. We cannot compartmentalize our faith, professing one thing publicly while living differently in private. Instead, we must strive for authenticity and transparency, which allows our lives to reflect the truths that we proclaim. While the call to accountability may seem daunting, it is also a call to growth and transformation because embracing accountability fosters a culture of honesty, vulnerability, and continuous improvement within our leadership circles. It forces us to rely more fully on God's grace and guidance as we navigate the challenges and complexities of leadership. May we lead with integrity, teach with wisdom, and walk in the footsteps of the one who is the ultimate example of servant leadership. That's our promise for this morning. Thank you for stopping by. I trust that you'll stop by again tomorrow and bring a friend. Have a good day.